From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The decision by British voters to leave the European Union has triggered international concern over the impact on one of the world's strongest economies. British Prime Minister David Cameron says it's time to begin addressing what lies ahead.
The country's made its decision, and this government is responsible now for setting out the steps that we need to take and for doing all that's necessary to stabilise the economy. We took a choice to ask the people this very big question, because I believe in our parliamentary democracy, but when it comes to the very big decisions, I think it's right to consult the people. But the government, this government, takes responsibility.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in London Monday assuring Britain the special relationship between the two countries will not change because of the Bredax decision. Meantime, financial services company Standard & Poor's removed the United Kingdom's coveted AAA status on Monday because of the Brexit vote. Finch also dropped Britain's rating. Sky News says Moody's agency is also expected to downgrade Britain's rating. Advocates for abortion rights in the United States are celebrating the U.S. Supreme Court's decision Monday, ruling that states had no right to curb the rights of women to end their pregnancies by imposing an undue burden on them to limit their access to abortion clinics. The 5-3 decision overturned a law in the southwestern state of Texas similar to that enacted in other states. The decision likely to reverberate throughout the 2016 presidential campaign. Israel and Turkey have reached a deal normalizing ties, ending a 6-year rift. Dorian Jones has more on what the agreement means.
Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim announced the countries will restore their ambassadors as soon as possible. The re-establishment of full diplomatic relations follows more than a year of secret negotiations. Relations collapsed when Israeli commandos killed 10 Turkish activists who tried to sail to Gaza, which was under naval blockade in 2010. Under the deal, Yildirim said Israel will pay families of the dead activists $20 million in compensation. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
This is VOA News. Islamic State militants are claiming responsibility for bombings on Monday that killed at least 42 people in southern Yemen. Yemen's years of instability, including the current conflict between the government and Houthi rebels, have allowed militant groups to control parts of the country and carry out attacks. The United Nations is leading peace talks with the goal of creating a new unity government that can reestablish control in Yemen, but so far there has been no agreement. The Kremlin says Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has apologized to Russian leader Vladimir Putin for shooting down a Russian military jet last year. The pilot of the plane was killed. A spokesman for Mr. Erdogan said he wants to restore friendly relations between Turkey and Russia. Mr. Putin said the sanctions would be lifted if Mr. Erdogan personally apologized, but there was no indication as of late Monday that the sanctions would end. The United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF, says nearly 70 million children under the age of 5 could die between now and 2030 if governments and their partners do not step up efforts to meet development goals. The findings issued in UNICEF's State of the World's Children Report urges governments, donors, and NGOs to focus on the most disadvantaged children and close the gap, giving young people a better chance of a bright future. The report raises the alarm for children in sub-Saharan Africa, where 2 out of 3 live in poverty and most have had less than 4 years of schooling. U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama continuing her 6-day trip promoting education for girls in Morocco on Tuesday. Mrs. Obama visited a leadership camp for girls in Liberia Monday, part of an effort to promote girls' education in Africa. First Lady traveling with her 2 teenage daughters and her mother. Their 6-day trip also includes a stop in Spain. Obama's Let Girls Learn initiative addresses obstacles such as forced marriage, poverty, violence that keep more than 62 million girls globally out of school. And the United States has sworn in its first ambassador to Somalia in 25 years. Ambassador Stephen Swartz took the oath of office Monday in Washington. He is the senior foreign service officer who served as deputy chief of missions in Zambia. I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.